the people who really make big gains and make things happen and turn the tide with their companies doing big partnerships are the people out there building relationships, because that old adage about who you know is 100% true.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am so excited that I get to be interviewing a dear friend of mine and a fabulous woman in tech inside our Kia as we're going on this cross-country road trip interviewing the best women in tech state to state. And Jen is definitely one of those people. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Esprit, thank you for having me in this wonderfully chill car.
I know, right? The cool seats. Amazing,
it's,
right?
It's 100 and something outside right now, and this is amazing. It's like a little oasis in downtown Las Vegas. Let's see. I am a woman in tech media. So I own a company called Techco Media, and we have been working with tech startups for, oh my God, over 10 years.
Crazy.
Now.
Yeah.
It's flown
crazy.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yes, I agree. And what do you do? Like, I mean, you have startup award shows. You have, you provide so much resource for startups. I know you and I collaborated on an event to raise money for women in tech, which was really cool. I was like, we could only do it if it's unique. And Jen's like, how about if like the ticket sales go to funding the woman that wins the pitch competition? I'm like, I'm in.
And amazingly, she came in our top five in the nation. So amazing.
Amazing. Yay.
So incredible.
Elvina Beck, right?
Yes,
from PodShare.
From PodShare. Amazing.
She's amazing. Yeah.
So let's see. So we, our mission has always been to support startups and their journey.
Right.
That has been since day one. And the way we've done that has really evolved over the years, because just like any startup, you kind of have to see what's going on, what's changing, how do we evolve? So we've always provided events and resources, but we've really shifted over the years from just doing, gosh, at one point doing hundreds of events around the country.
Right.
Now we do a few key events around the country per year. And mostly what we provide are resources online. So if you go to tech.go on any given day, you're going to find lots of articles about whether it's trends, how-tos, interviews with startups, come learn about what it's like to start something, hear from other other startups, all kinds of good information. We provide reports. We do lots of mentor sessions. Ooh, mentor sessions.
Wait, how did you even get involved? Were you in tech before tech.co?
Oh, yes.
And you guys may have remembered them as Tech Cocktail. So back in the day, it was called Tech Cocktail. Now it's tech.co. So, where was your life before this?
Oh, way back when. So, interestingly, when I was graduating from school, I was a communication major focused on photography and visual media.
Right.
And all of a sudden, literally, like right before graduation, I heard about multimedia.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, this is fascinating. So I took an extra class over the summer.
Right.
And it was a computer programming class, like working with multimedia.
Yeah.
And I was hooked.
Yeah.
And somehow I landed a job right after I graduated working for this multimedia house. And I got to start to learn to code. I got to work with every facet of a production.
Right.
And then pretty soon after that, I got a job at AOL and I became a developer. So my first job at AOL was developing. And then I, again, like this was, I'm going to date myself, but this is way back when, you know, the organization was so fluid and changing that I got to change my job over and over again and learn every facet of, you know, do I want to be a product manager, a project manager, a program manager, developer? I got to do everything, community manager. And I did that for over 12 years. And so I was able to build products.
I mean, but that's so many different, like, was there ever a time where you felt, I don't know if I can handle this. This role is so foreign to me.
All the time.
And then what do you do? How do you push past that to achieve what you've achieved?
One of the best lessons I learned, and this was at that first company I worked for out of school. I met this guy.
Yeah.
He was like 10 years older than me. He came in. He was the cockiest guy I'd ever met.
Right.
And he landed this like amazing job. And one night I was working really late and I saw him down the hall. So I went in and started chatting with him. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I don't know how to do the job I got, so I'm learning. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I bullshitted my way into this job and I'm teaching myself. And he's like, and no one knows. Yeah. No one's ever going to know because I'm going to kick ass.
Yeah. I actually love that you bring that up because there's a study to someone that you introduced, Mark, right? And wasn't that one of your events, right? What was that event called? I can't remember.
Which one?
The influencer event where people flew in to check out the downtown project.
TC Weeks.
Yeah, and
called TC Week.
Yeah, TC Week. And Mark, his company is still Rocketeer?
Yes, Roland. Mark Roland.
Mark Roland. Mm-hmm. And he taught me that men and women look at new opportunities different. He said that women don't take the opportunity until they're confident that they can achieve it and until they can execute. And men, if they want it, they don't have to know anything at all. They just say yes to the opportunity and then they figure it out later.
I think
it's a fundamental difference because knowing that about ourselves, then we're able to have the choice of, wait, should I just do that too? And I guess you dove in and just figured it out after taking the opportunity.
You know, when I saw what he was doing, I realized, oh my God, we're limiting ourselves so much.
Yeah.
And if he can do it, why the heck can't I?
If she can do it, so can I.
So, you know, once I started having those opportunities, I mean, I remember at one point feeling a little bit lost. Like, okay, I've been doing all these different jobs. I want to do something different.
Right.
I had a kernel of an idea. I had no idea how to make it happen or execute on it. Somehow I convinced someone at AOL to fund this whole new department.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
Right.
Just literally like building the plane.
Right.
And that one experience landed me a trip around the world. I got to go to all these different countries for AOL, going to train different people in different countries.
No way.
And it was because I just leapt.
That's so cool.
You know, I didn't know where it was going. I didn't even know, quite frankly, what I was doing. I had this kernel of an idea.
Yeah.
But I believed enough that it was something that I convinced others to do it. And if I had waited until I knew everything about what I was thinking, it never would have happened.
How can you be an entrepreneur and a mother? How does that roll?
So being an entrepreneur and a mother is probably the hardest challenge I've ever had. And I've it's funny you ask because I've literally the past 2 days I've been thinking about it so much.
Yeah.
Because I love my baby so much and I just want to be with her.
Right.
I love her so much. But I love my job.
Yeah.
I love my career. I am a workaholic.
Yeah.
I throw myself into it passionately.
Right.
And it's really hard because it forces you to make really hard cutoffs and decide I'm going to be fully present in both.
Right.
And so during the day,
is that possible?
If you work on it, yes.
Crazy.
I mean, it's hard even, you know, I get videos of my daughter throughout the day.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait to even look at these so that I don't even get out of the flow. I'm going to focus 100% now.
Yeah.
So that later on when I go home, I can be 100% focused.
Wow.
And I'm not perfect at it.
Yeah.
It's a really hard challenge, but it's something that I'm very deliberate about and I work really hard on because it eats away at
you. Is there any tip? I mean, I know that I want that for myself and it feels very challenging to achieve. Is there any one tip that you're like, moms or soon to be moms, consider this if you're also just as passionate about business in becoming both a mother and a founder?
Yeah. So I don't think people talk enough about asking for help. And when we had Isla, I was trying to do it all. I guess I just didn't. I don't have a lot of models around me.
Right.
I don't have a lot of families that I spend a lot of time with.
Yeah.
Or I didn't. Now I'm starting to.
Yeah.
but, you know, we had her and 6 months went by and I'm trying to literally work full time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And take care of a baby.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was crushing me. You know, you're not getting sleep.
Yeah.
You're trying to make meals. You're trying to take care of this new baby. You have a completely new, you know, element of your life that is completely unfamiliar ground for many of us. And it finally, Frank and I looked at each other and were like, help, we need help. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And we immediately started, we just went to care.com. and now we have a service, but we literally found somebody who would just become like our nanny, house manager. It's our cook, et cetera.
Wow.
She just came in and we just decided, you know what, this is expensive, but if we want to keep doing what we're going to do, we're going to sacrifice and we're going to pay for this. And not enough people talk about that in order to do what we do, you have to figure out whether it's daycare, a nanny, some kind of house manager, food systems, all those things matter. Like, I honestly, when we ask our nanny to make meals for us, it's not like indulgent.
Yeah.
It's necessary because I want to spend every minute I have with my daughter when I get home, not cooking food.
Right.
So those things are, you know, and trust me, I'm not a millionaire.
No.
But these things are.
And no, it's good you said that, though. Important. It's a choice.
It is a choice.
It's a choice where you sacrifice in other areas in order to live a full life with business and with motherhood.
Absolutely.
You're so inspiring. And I don't say that. I've known you for years. Like, how can people find you online and connect and be further inspired by you past this podcast?
All the places. Twitter, I'm at Nor'easter. See, that's showing my age, right? I have a handle instead of my name. It's like the storm. Nor'easter at Nor'easter. I'm on Instagram. I'm actually my name, Jen Consalvo, on Instagram.
And can you spell it for us?
Yeah. JenConsalvo. Mm-hmm. And people can email me. I'm jen@tech.co.
And so if I'm new... Okay, tell me what my experience is if I'm new to the tech community versus if I'm seasoned. Like, how is tech.co there to support me in my journey if I'm a beginner versus I'm already deep immersed into it?
You know, we really offer a broad variety, like really wide variety of content. So I would say a couple things. One is just go there and search for what you want. Browse around. There's content. Seriously, looking at how-tos, how to get started, all the things you need to know. There are interviews with entrepreneurs sharing lots of information.
Yeah.
There are tons of trends articles. Yeah. So if you just want to kind of keep up with what's going on around you, we get a lot of people from big companies even who are coming there to keep their finger on the pulse of what's happening and what's being innovated on. But the other piece is, especially if you're new, is look for the events. We have a great events calendar with events from all across the country in different cities. I am a big, big proponent in networking, obviously, but that's for a reason. It's because I've seen the power of what's possible when people connect with others. And there are so many entrepreneurs who they think, I'm just going to keep my nose to the grindstone. I'm going to, you know, stay behind my computer day and night.
Yeah.
And they miss the true opportunities. And what I've seen is the people who really make big gains and make things happen and turn the tide with their companies doing big partnerships are the people out there building relationships, because that old adage about who you know is 100% true.
Totally.
Yeah.
I sometimes I'm introverted and I, which is hard to believe, but I have a hard time wanting to talk to new people. So I tell myself when I go to an event and I'm feeling super introverted, I'm like, okay, Esprit, just talk to four people. You can leave after you talk to four people. But having an event calendar, like We Are LA Tech has the event calendar too, knowing what's going on in the city and just being able to jump in, because not every event costs something, right?
Right, right.
There's like a ton of stuff for free, and then you could start to build your network. So if you're looking to get funding, or if you're looking for that business partner, or even if you're looking for that roommate, why not meet like-minded people?
And even at a networking event, you can bring a wingman or woman.
Yeah. What would you say is the... Like, what do you look forward to as, you know, being a leader in this space and technology? Like, what's next for tech.co?
Oh, you know, we're continuing to evolve everything we do. I would say every year we sort of step back and look at, are we still fulfilling our mission?
Right.
And so a couple of the more recent things we've done is we've evolved our competition. So this year at our big Innovate Celebrate conference in San Francisco, we're going to showcase 100 startups.
So rad.
It's amazing. Yeah. But what we've really done is, you know, even though we've done this before, we're pushing ourselves. How do we make sure that the ratio of those startups is is serving our society.
Yeah.
Right? How do we make sure that we're truly finding the best representatives no matter where they are?
100%.
Are we reaching out to the most obscure communities out there and saying, hey, we want you to represent?
Right.
So we're pushing ourselves that way. We've built an investor community. So now if you're, you know, because of the beauty of crowdsourcing and all the opportunities out there, if you're interested in investing in startups, we have an investment community you can join and support these startups. And some of them are just amazing.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else are we doing? We have a platform that is, we call it our semi-open platform.
Right.
So if you consider yourself a thought leader or you want to become one, or you want to represent your community,
right,
reach out, see if there's an opportunity for you to write on our platform.
Right.
Because we love hearing different voices from all over the
totally.
World. And we need more voices. We need people representing different thoughts and ideas.
And I know you're limited on time. So before we run out of time, we created this cool thing. So have you heard of Compass Bracelets?
No.
Okay. It's this female founder in North Carolina. She makes these by hand. They all have this ID. This one's 1932. And this is a cork from Portugal. And it's like gender neutral. And so what the concept is that we want to unite the global women in tech community. And so I'm going to gift this to you. And then you need to choose someone in the next 2 weeks who you want to give it to, and then et cetera. And then they'll give it to someone, and then they'll give
cool.
it to someone.
So don't get attached.
Right. And then pretty much. And then you want, and then you're able to follow the story online. So ideally you'll be able to meet the person like 3 people down, and the person 15 people down can know you.
That so, much.
So then you're all like-minded people connecting, and we hope that it connects the global women in tech community. So do you have someone in mind, do you think?
Yes, I already do.
Can you tell us?
Her name is Amy. She has a company called Think Global, and she has actually worked with probably hundreds of other women entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
She shares in my office.
Oh, amazing. Think Global. And is it thinkglobal.com?
Yes.
Do you know? Okay, cool. So you said Amy?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll have this, and then you're going to gift it to Amy. So make sure you go to, I think it's Share Your Compass. It's on here, and it's Share Your Compass. And then you write in, like, this is my story in receiving the compass, and this is who I'm giving it to. You'll see it's on the website. But that is that. So that's how we're doing that. So I'm
awesome.
Giving that to
I
you.
Love this so
is
much.
That cool? And here's the instructions.
It's really cool.
Here, and I'll give you the Women in Tech
Yay.
Thing, too. You're amazing. I'm really,
for you.
I'm so happy to be sitting here in Vegas. You think I could handle doing podcasts in here for a
Absolutely.
Month?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is pretty comfortable.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So you're awesome.
I feel like I'm sitting on a cooler. It's really nice. But not in a bad way. Like in
no,
a bad way.
Yeah. It's amazing. I'm so hyped. Okay. So yeah, you guys reach out to Jen. If you want to collaborate with more incredible Women in Tech, there's the Women in Tech Facebook group, which is womenintechvip.com. I only did that because there's 1 zillion Facebook groups. So now if you just type in womenintechvip.com, you go straight there. And I'll see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.